Well, today's daf is daf ayin vav. So we got to the Mishnah on the top there, a few lines down. The Mishnah says, Hamotzi, this is the last daf of the perek. Hamotzi tevin kemale pi para. Person carries out the amount of tevin that fills the mouth of a cow, a para. The din is that he's chayv. And the Mishnah says that a eitzah kemale pi gama, person is carrying outside a eitzah, some type of tevin of beans. It's a kemalo pi gama, the amount to fill the mouth of a camel, or an amir, certain things of stalks, the outer shell of stalks, it seems, of some sort, kemalo pi tala, the mouth of a tle, or asavim kemalo pi gdi, the grass that fills the mouth of a gdi, a goat, and ale shum v'ale betalim, the leaves of garlic, the leaves of onions, lachem, if they are still wet, moist, ikru gogeris, the size of gogeris, and if yivashim, if they are dry, the size of kimlo pi gdi, the mouth size that fills up the mouth of a gdi. So the Mishnah, Rashi just points out here, to explain what's going on a little bit, Rashi says, three lines down from the top here, kimlo pi gamal. He says that nafish shira mi pi bara. The mouth of a gamal is larger than that of the pi para. Aval kimlo pi para lo mechayv dhalo chazi lepar. But if you bring out an eitzah that fills up the size of a pi para, which is smaller, one would not be chayv because apparently the eitzah is not something that's eaten by cows. It's eaten by a gamal. So if you bring out only a size of the pi para, that's not the proper shira, and one would be potter doing so. Rashi says further. Next, Rashi, skipping a Rashi, Pitle, Nafish mi pi gdi. The mouth of the Tle is larger than that of a gdi, and the same exact idea. And then Rashi, a little bit further down, says, Lachem, if the Ale B'tzeilim and Ale Shom is wet, Lachem, Haruin, La'adam, Kugogaris. If they're wet, that means it's edible for man. And Kugogaris, when it comes to any of the dinim of Shabbos, anything that's Michael Adam, the din is going to be, it is Krigogeris. So that's why if it's Lachin, it's Michael Adam, the din is it's Gogeris. And Aval, Kimlo, Pi Gdi, Lo. But if it's the size that fills the mouth of Gdi, Lo, the Lachim Lo, Chazil Gdi, because Lachim are not fit for the eating of a Gdi. And then the Mishnah concludes back inside the Mishnah, V'ein Mitztarfin Ze'em Ze. Bipnei shelo shavu bishurei. And if you have a little bit of eitzin, a little bit of a tevin, a little bit of a asavim, it doesn't amount to a shir since each of them have different shiurim. You cannot combine items with different shiurim. They all must stand alone. So the Gemara then says, "My eitzah. What exactly is eitzah?" So Amar of Yehuda, tevin shamina kitnos, the straw of kitnos of certain types of beans. I don't have an article to tell you exactly what the definition is, but that's how the Gemara describes it. So kiasa ravdimi Amar hamotzi tevin kimlo pipara legama. If a person carries out amount of tevin of the mlo para of the fill the mouth of a cow, but he brings out for a gamal. So now gamal doesn't eat tevin. We are bringing this shear out of a kimlo pipara for the purpose of a gamal. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayiv, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar pata. So this is a machlokas. Why? So beorta Amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi. That night, Rabbi Yochanan said chayiv, but litzah for the morning, hadar bei, he retracted and agreed to Reish Lakish that one would in fact be potter. So the Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yosef Shapir Avid the hadar. It was appropriate that Rabbi Yochanan retracted and said you would be potter in the case. Again, the case is you're taking tevin kimlo pipara for the purpose of a gamal. So at this point, everyone agrees it would be potter. Why? Because a tevin kimlo pipara isn't fit for a gamal. It's not fit for a camel, and therefore one would be potter. So Amar Le'abai Adarab, the opposite. The initial understanding makes more sense. The chazi lepara. Even though the tevin kimlo pipara wasn't helpful, wasn't for a gamal, but it is for a para. And since I brought out the shear that a para eats of tevin, it's the tevin is what paras eat. And I brought the shear of what a normal para eats, I should be chayv. Who cares why I'm bringing it? But in the mice, it's the same chefs of tevin, and it's the right shear of kimlo para. Who cares what who the recipient is? So you should be chayv. So ela kiyasa rabin, when rabin came back and reported back from Eretz Israel to Bavel. Amar, he said, Hamotzi tevin kimlo pipara legamal. If you bring the amount of tevin kimlo pipara, that's chayv. And even if you're bringing it for a gamal, chuliyama lo pligi the chayv, everyone agrees that you are in fact chayv because you have the proper shear of tevin ki pligi. And the argue is, Bimotzi eitza kimlo pipara lepara. The shaila here is, you bring eitzah. Eitzah is what the Mishnah described is what is fed to a gamal, to a camel, and you have a shear, a larger shear of eitzah for the gamal, but you're bringing out only the size of a pipara, so a smaller shear than the eitzah described in the Mishnah, but you're bringing it for a para, not for a gamal. So when you're bringing it for a gamal, so it's clear you need eitzah kimlo pi gamal for a gamal. But here you're bringing eitzah, the same exact type of food, but it's only the size of a pipara, but it's for the purpose of a para. So would that be the same exact as tevin of kimlo pipara, and one would be chayv or not? So that's the machlokas. The Gemara again says, ki pligi b'motzi eitzah kimlo pipara lipara. V'itpras was opposite. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater. In this case, Rabbi Yochanan would actually say Pater, whereby Reish Lakish would Amar Chayv. He says Chayv. What's the machlokas here? So Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, Achila Ayidet Chak Loshme Achila. If you force someone to eat something that they don't normally eat, a parrot, cow doesn't normally eat eitz, it's not their food, but Ayidet Chak, maybe you could stuff it down their throat, that's not called Achila. And Reish Lakish Amar Chayv, he thinks it won't be Chayv for carrying so because Achila Ayidet Chak Shme Achila. Even though the cow would only eat the food if forced to, if really needed, that is still called achila, and therefore carrying such a size of eitzah would in fact be chayv. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says eitzah low halfway down. The Rashi says eitzah lo chazi lepara ela ayidet chak. Eitzah is not something that's fit for a cow eating only through great pressure. Ela legamal hu dechazi. This is what camels eat. Vezeh hotzi lepara. But the guy brought it out for the par. That's the case we're talking about. We're just reviewing based on Rashi. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan Marpater, the halagamal the chazila. Eitzah is fit for camels. Lekashira, and since it has less than shear for gamal, because it's only kimlo pipara, not kimlo pi gamal, so therefore one would be pater. Vimishum de tzarech para hotzi, if one brought out for the purpose of a para, ulagava ikashir achila, ayded chak lav achilu. If you bring it out for the cow, well, cows don't really eat this food, only ayded chak, and that's not called achila. So the machlokes between Reish Lakish and Yochanan is whether or not achila, ayded chak, shma achila, or not. If you take a look at Tosos, Tosos writes on the side, achila, ayded chak, lav shme achila. That's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that's how we paskin. And v'hada amrinu, that which we say in the Gemara, Baba Kama, Daf Yud Tes Mem Beis, Beperk Ketzet HaRegel, achila, ayded chak, shma achila. There, the Gemara says, it is called achila when some damage is taking place and an animal eats something we shouldn't be eating, but achila, ayded chak, hani mili l'inin nezikin, d'lo chashvinin lei meshuna. The din is that if an animal causes damage, that's mishuna, so he doesn't pay the damage if it's something that's out of the normal way of eating. But let's say it's an achila that's not so normal, but it's not completely abnormal. It's achila ayde tchak, that is called achila, and the owner is responsible for the shein, for the chiv of eating the food. So there we pass in it is shmei achila, but here, legabe dinam of Shabbos, it's not shmei achila. So Tosfos answers, "Hani mili in a nezikin, the lo chashvinu le mishuna. Only by nezikin, it's not considered so abnormal. The tour of nezikin is when it's mishuna. It's mamish abnormal, off the radar. This is not that abnormal. About lachshuvu le in Shabbos, lo chashivu achila. It's not called achila. Shabbos, you need achila. It's not called achila. For nezikin, you need opposite. You need mishuna, different. This is not so off." Off, it's still called summon of achilah. So somewhere in between, whereby it's not a patur of nezikin, but at the same time, it's not a chiyuv of Shabbos. Okay, back inside the Gemara, a little bit more than halfway down the Amir. The Gemara says Amir kimlo pi tlep. Person brings out Amir the size of the mouth of a tlep. Va'atanya krigo geris. Doesn't the Brisa say otherwise? The amount of Amir that a person needs to carry to be chayv hotza is gro geris, not kimlo pi tlep. So, idi chad shi'irahi. The Gemara answers, it's the same shear. A grogeris is the same exact shear as the melo pi tle, the mouth of a tle. Ali shum ve'ali b'tselim lachem ki grogeris v'yaveshim kimlo pi hagdi. Ve'imit starfin zemzem. Mipnei shalol shavu b'shirim. That's just a long quote from the Mishnah. So, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, ein mitstarfin l'chamer shebehen, ava mitstarfin l'kal shebehen. A person cannot join them to the more stringent one, but you can join them to the lesser amount. So although the Mishnah says unequivocally that you're not mitstarf any of the shirim because lo shavu b'shirim, here the Gemara actually qualifies, not true, depends whether it's more chamer or more kal. What's more chamer, what's more kal? So just pay attention, we'll go through this Rashi slowly to appreciate what's going on here. Rashi writes here, ein mitstarfin l'chamer shebehen, whichever shear is larger, it's actually more lenient, because that allows you to carry more, before actually being chayav achatas. So, for example, Eitzah, which is the size of Mlo Pigama, which seems to be the largest in the Mishnah, I believe, so then you're allowed to bring more of it before one's actually chayav achatas. So that's actually a kula. The larger the shear, to be mechayav, is a kula. So, it says Rashi, again, Eim etzdarfin l'chamer shebehem, misha shi'ur gadol havekal. Whichever one is a larger shear is more lenient. V'einu mitzdarf lahashlim shi'uro shel chamer delo chashiv ki hahi. It's not able to fill the lesser shear, which is a more chamer, to be mashim to the proper shear. In other words, let's say I've got tevin of a melo pit para minus a little bit. So I can add eitzah to the mix to bring it to the shear of melo para, because that which is more kal, namely eitzah, is more kal, cannot be mashim to that which is more chamer. Tevin, to Rashi explains all this. Aval hachashim mashim as a kal le kishir. But the chashiv one is able to add to the lesser, the more lenient shear. Meaning, tevin, which is the number two tier, number one, the largest shear, which is most lenient, is eitzah. Right below that is tevin, of the melo pi taparah. So Rashi explains this. Tevin is mitzdarif im eitzah. You could bring tevin, which is more chamer, a smaller shear, could be mitzdarif to the higher, the larger shear, which is more kula, to eitzah. Lahashim pi gamal. V'eitzah, however, eitzah, which is the larger shear, the more lenient shear, ein mitzdarif im atevin, can't drop below to fill the need of a tevin, lahashim below pit par. That's the qualification according to Rabbi Yosi bar Hanina. So the Gemara says, hold little shavu b'shiurein mi mitzdarfin. Anything that doesn't have the proper shear, it's really mitzdarif. We just said before, even though the Mishnah says it's not mitzdarif, the Gemara had qualified, that's only depending on the direction you're going on. But now the Gemara is about to prove, based on a dinim of Tumah, that anytime there's a different shear, we're not mitzdarif at all. What's the Mishnah about Tzan? The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Kalim, Habeged Shlosha al Shlosha. So we discussed some of this early in the Masechta. If you have a beged, a piece of cloth, an item, the din would be that it's Shlosha al Shlosha, that's 3x3 tefachim. So the din is that, it's Shlosha al Shlosha tefachim, Vasak, which is made from some type of a goat hair, Arba Arba, which is 4x4 tefachim, Va'or, the skin, the leather, is a Chamisha, Chamisha is 5x5, Va'mefetz, which is some type of mat made of reeds, Shisha Shisha tefachim. The size for these things to be Mekabel Tumah is based on the table we just shared. So V'tana La, and the Braisa in Maseches Me'ila comments on this, Habeged Vasak, Hasak Va'or, Ha'or Va'mapetz, Va'mitzdarfin Zemda. You have different types of cloths, you put them together, that you're able to starve them together, to be mashed in the shear. And Amar Rabbi Shimon says, what's the reason? Because they're all fit for Tumas Moshe, that if a person were to sit or ride on top of these things, you can mitzdarif them, and therefore they're mitzdarif. So now the Gemara is Medayik, we'll have to just wait 1 second on this. The Gemara says, time, the only reason why we can mitzdarif these different shirim is because the ru'in l'tamei Moshev, because all of them, you can mitzdarif them in terms of Tumas Moshev, aval ein roi l'tamei Moshev lo. But if it's something that cannot be mitamei Moshev, you can't combine them. Meaning this is a unique din. Only because Tumas Moshev exists, we have a precedence that Tumas Moshev, you can combine different items together. So that's the why for these dinim of creating a size cloth, you can mitame that you can be mitzdarif them as well. But outside of dinay Tumas Moshev, outside of dinay Tumah, we're not mitzdarif different shirim together across the board. So how could the Gemara say with respect to Hilchos Shabbos we do allow for some mitzdarif? It sounds like there's a unique din to Tumas Moshev and to Hilchos Tumah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Hachanami hu ledugma. Not true. We also have, it's very possible, that even in the Gabe, these types of foods, there is a hechatimse of them being mitzarif elsewhere. It's not, that's a chiddush. Where do you have them that can be mitzarif? And the Rashi says, ledugma, what does ledugma mean? Top Rashi in Ayin, Vavam, and Beis. Ledugma, misha yeshlo limchor tsover mikulam. You want to sell, the tevin and the eitz and all the things listed in the Mishnah, Ayin, Vavam, and Aleph. The no saying, lifnei chalono, you want to put it on your window, or people going window shopping, buying the store. Laharos, yeshlo limchor mikulam, to show and to advertise what types of items and merchandise you sell here. You put them all in the same thing. V'nichaleshu mechubar niyachar. You want a little bit of tevin, a little bit of, eitzah, all in the same poster, advertising what you have. The idea is zutra kochad v'chad haruach mefazarto. That since each one is very small, you don't want the wind to blow it, so you rather them all connected or attached or glued or tied to a poster, whereby it's adding some weight, and you're showing it. This is what we sell, a little bit tevin, we sell a little bit eitzah, we sell a little bit of alish and therefore it would all be connected. So since you have, as long as you have some other place where you combine them, so then you can combine them to other dinim. So legabi tuma, with respect to hilchos tuma, since we have a concept of the Rashi quotes of Brisa that you have such a case where you can make a saddle out of different types of items by tumas moshev. Therefore, regarding begadim that are not for saddles, you could combine these cloths as well. So the Gemara says, so too by Hilchos Shabbos. Since you have a case whereby store owners do put all these items on the same dugma, the same advertising board, they put Eitza, so just like it's Mitztarif, people use it together with these advertising boards, so too they would be Mitztarif Legabe Hilchos Shabbos. And that's why above that Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina allowed for Tzirif, as long as it's going in the right direction, to the Kal Shebehem, but not to the Chamor Shebehem. So this is the Gemara. So not so relevant, but Rav Moshe has an interesting raya from this for a very, very relevant shaila. This is what I spoke about today in the daf in practice. A shaila comes up, the Magen Aram talks about when a person's eating food and drink, and we know after a person has the food of a kezias, he has to say bari nefashos. Let's say he's eating candy, which is a bari nefashos. So if he has a kezias, he says a bari nefashos. And let's say he has a drink which the Shiva reveals, he has to say bari nefashos. But let's say a person has a little bit of food, ochel, and a little bit of mashke. Can you be mitzarif these two different shirim to be mechayev a person borei nefashos? So the Magen Avraham explains in Siman Reish Yud that there's a din by Hilchos Yom Kippurim, it's a Mefurish Mishnah, that if a person eats a grogeris of achila on Yom Kippur, he's chayev karis. If a person drinks a revis, he's chayev karis. But the Mishnah says you can't be mitzarif ochel and shtia with respect to the shirim of Hilchos Yom Kippurim. So the Magen Aram says, just like by Yom HaKippurim, we don't combine ochel and shosa, mashke, food and drink, so too legabe hilchos brach achrona, we can't combine the food and liquid. Now the Shar Tzion comments and says, how do you know? Maybe the dinim of Yom Kippur are very different, or fundamentally different than that of bar nefashos. When it comes to Yom Kippur, the Gemara uses the terminology of yisuve daite. It has to be something that gives a person a certain satisfaction. So a certain food of grogeris, the size of grogeris, gives a person yisuve daite, yishuve das. If a person drinks their vis, it gives them a certain yeshiva das. But maybe if you have a little bit of drink and a little bit of food, those are two different items, that's not doesn't give a person a yeshiva das. But when it comes to eating, it doesn't have to do with what a person yeshiva das. When it comes to having a bracha achron, it's about was there an achila or not achila. And maybe there you can combine it. That was just a suggestion made by the Shar Tzion. Rav Moshe says there's another reason why you can't combine achila and shtir. Granted, by Hilchos Yom Kippurim, that might be unique din by food and drink when it comes to Yom Kippur. But we have the Gemara here in Shabbos, Ayin Vav, which says we can't be Mitztarif Shirim. Sounds like across the board one cannot be Mitztarif Shirim. And therefore, as a general principle, one cannot be Mitztarif Shirim. And under that banner would be one cannot combine food and drink with respect to the Bracha Chrona of Borei Nefashos. Let's go right to now. The Gemara says the very top line of Ayin Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Hamoti Ochlin Kri Gogeris, Chai, a person brings out food the size of Gogeris, he is Chai for doing so, because we said above that anything that's Michael Adam we're talking about, Rashi points out, is the Shir by Gogeris. Umitzarfin Zemzef, since it's all the Shir, Mibnei Sheshavu B'Shirein, since they all have the same Shir, you could have a little bit of bread and a little bit of, tuna fish, and that's all can be combined to the Shir of Gogeris. Since it has the same Shir, you can be Mitzarf them, with the exception of Chutz Mikli Pasan, V'Garinin, V'Uksin, V'Subin, Umrisanim, with the exception of these items, because these things are not considered Michael Adam. It's the shell and the seeds and the uktein are the tails, the little stems of the fruit, and the subin are the outside shells of the different wheat kernels, and mursanim is any leftover after one has done the sifting of separating the different beans or wheat from the shells. All the that which is considered not the Roi Lachilas Adam would not be part of this shir. He says, no, I agree in general, the klipa doesn't amount to the shir, but the one area where klipa does count is the covering the shell of an adashim of lentils, whereby they are considered edible, they are Michael Adam, in which case they would be added to the shir. So the Gemara says, Visubin, Mursan and Lom Mitzdarfin, is it really true that these items are not Mitzdarf to the shir? V'hatan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us this is a Maseches Chala? That chameshes rivam kemach, five quarters of kemach of flour v'od chayavim bechala, a little bit more than that chayavim bechala hein v'subin mursan, that to amount to a shir of chayav, what's chayav in chala chameshes rivam v'od, five quarters and a little bit more is chayav in chala, and included in the chala is not only the flour but even the subin and the mursan and even like the klipas and the waste. So Amar Abaye, so we see that it is part of the Shir, Lagabi Hilchas Chala. So answer the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Shekein Ani Ochel Pito Be'isa Belusa, that a Ani does eat his bread with these items there. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Belusa is Mu'reves B'Subana U'Mursana. He eats his bread with these different items mixed together. I'm not sure if this is whole wheat bread also. I don't know. I think whole wheat bread might include these things. I'm not really sure. Hilchach Lechem Ha'aretz Karina Be'. It's called Lechem because that's how Aniim eat it. It's part of the Lechem. However, Mi'ulinin Shabbos Mi'did the Chashav Be'inim. When it comes to Hilchach Shabbos, the Shir has to be a Shir that's considered a Chashav Shir, that everyone would eat. And v'stamayu d'hani lav ochel ninu, and these are not considered edible. Even though they're part of lechem, it, at least for the aniyim, they're called lechem, and therefore qualifies for the shir of Hilchas Chala. The gabe Hilchas Shabbos, you need the chasha part, so those that are considered edible by most, and therefore doesn't qualify for the necessary shir of being chayv hotzah on Shabbos. Then to finish the parak, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, chos meklipe adashim, ha-mispashos imahim. He says, the one example where the klipa does count towards the shear is the klipa of adashim. And adashim in Poland law, only that of adashim length is about pulling of different types of beans. So that doesn't count, the klipa of the Poland. The Atanya doesn't the Brisa say that Rabbi Yehuda says in the Brisa that Omer, chutz miklipe Poland, the adashim, he includes both of these. Lokasha, ha bechadasei, ha batiki. Depends if it's new, depends if it's old. What's the difference? Rashi says, poli chadasei, klipasin mitzdarfen. In Poland, the newer Poland, that fresh picked Poland, that the klipa does count towards it. What's the difference? Atiki, my time alone. Why don't we include the old, the klipa of an old Poland? My time alone. Amar Rabbi Abba, mipnei shenirin kizvuvin bekara. Since they get very dark, they look like there's some bugs and flies flying around. People don't like it. Therefore, it's not mitzvah for the shir. Rashi says, lefishein shcharis, since they are black, they appear like bugs and flies, and no one wants that. Then, therefore, it's not considered Michael Adam at that point. Hajralach, Klal Gadol. Let's move now to the next parak. The next parak begins as follows. Hamotzi yayin kedei mezikas hakos. A person brings out a cup of wine, which is the amount of mezikas hakos. What's mezikas hakos? Rashi says here, mezikas hakos is kishir shenosin yayin chai latoch kos. The amount the person puts in very fresh, strong, undiluted wine, lehosiv alav, with the intention of adding mayim kelachasa, the proper way, limzo gosobahen, and to dilute it. The way we'll see in the Gemara is that they used to put, I think it was 1 to 3, 1 ounce of wine to 3 parts water. The Gemara in Bava Basra talks about this at great length, so that would make the wine edible. Nowadays, our wine is already considered diluted, it's not so strong anymore, but if you bring about a strong, dense, type of wine, a potent wine that is right to be diluted, so the wine alone, it would be, one would be chayv. And the Mishnah says, chal, a person brings out milk in Rishis Rabim, the chal behema, kadeh gemia, that a person would drink, take a gulp in one shot. Dvash, honey, kadeh litena kosis, a person puts on a wound of different animals, it helps heal it. Shemen, kadeh lasuch aver katan, the amount of oil it takes to rub on a small aver. And mayim, kadeh lasuch behem esa kilur, the amount of water it takes to rub on the keeler. If you look at Rashi, shenosin al ha'ayin, it plays on the eye, and then that gets to rub on the eye. Ushar kol mashkim, any other liquid, berevius, it's just a stam mashir, is that of berevius of any other liquid. The chal shofchin, all that would get poured, which means just water that's disgusting, you would just pour it out, a berevius, that would also be the shear of a berevius. And Rashi just points out that we'll see what's the function of shofchin. If shofchin is water you're going to pour out, spill out, so if it's not necessary, it's no function. So why are we discussing this? So we'll see in the Gemara why that would be. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, kulam berevius, he thinks all drinks, even we mentioned in the beginning wine and milk and honey, all of those drinks, it's a shir of berevius. Velo nemru kol shirim halalu ela lematznieyan. And he only mentions these shirim to those who actually hide it. Rashi says, the first Y line down in Rashi, velo nemru shirim shibimishna ela lematznieyan levad, only those who keep and hold on to these liquids. Vechazer matznieyan vahotzi vechayiv, the guys who are hiding this amount of oil and wine and chalav, and he goes out and carries it. About Shai called them the average person. Shehotziu ainu chayv. An average person who takes this out isn't chayv. The sfir leilu rishimun the matzniya atzmo by shira zuta ubatzim mihashir lo b'chayv. An average person, no one holds on to a tiny bit of wine, a tiny bit of chalava. Only those who are like hoarders, who care about every single drip of wine, a drip of honey, would they be chayv if they carry this out. But an average person, this doesn't mean much to them. It has to be more of a significant shear in order to be mechayv. So that's Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to the Tanakhama thinks that no, every person who brings out these shirim would in fact be chayv. Okay, very technical mishnah. So the Gemara then says, Tanim, Kedei Mitzikas HaKos Yafa. So in order to dilute a Yafa, a nice Kos, what do you mean, Kos Yafa? My Kos Yafa, Kos Shel Bracha. Kos Shel Bracha, Rashi points out, Kos Shel Bracha is Birkas HaMazon, Shitzricha Chachamin Liyafosa. That when it comes to the benching, the Bracha benching, they want it to be very nice and overflow. Kedamirin Itur V'itav Hadacha V'shtifa Chai Umale. That when we had 10 different din, the Gemara in Brachos Afnan Al tells us there are 10 different halachas that you need with regards to the Kos Shel Bracha. One of them is that it should be chai, it should be fresh wine, and it's referring to that Kos Shel Bracha. So whatever amount that would typically use for Kos Shel Bracha, that's the shear of yain that we're describing here in the Mishnah. And Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Barvua, Kos Shel Bracha, Tzarch Shebo Rovea Revius, it should be a quarter of a revius. This way, when you pour water, it will be amount to a total of a revius. Meaning, if I have one quarter of a revius, and I add three amounts of that, meaning three quarters of water, I now have a total of a revius of a diluted wine. That's the shear that we're describing. Before we just go to the next line, just take a look at Tosos here. Tosos writes, we'll do first the Tosos Vayamo, then we'll go to the one before that. Vayamo la revius, Tosos writes, V'yafo gav de amrinon, even though the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Zayin tells us, ha-mekadesh im tam malay lugma yatsa. If a mekadesh tastes some lugma, he's yotzei, umlo lugma habay tfei mirvius. While the Gemara here describes that you need a revius for Kos Shel Bracha after you've diluted it, the Gemara in Pesachim says you need a lugma, we mean more than that. You need two cheekfuls, which is larger than the revius. Could the mucha compare pasa di yuma? So the Tosa answers two answers. Yesh lomar, dimlo lugma dehasam, lav davka, el kadesh yasakenu letzad echad, v'yira kimle lugma. This we bring down in the Shulchan Aruch as well. When the Gemara describes you need to have an amount of wine that fills both cheeks, it doesn't mean both cheeks. It means that you could push over to one side and kind of blow up your cheeks where it appears as if both cheeks are full, but it's really only one side of the cheek, one cheek full that's necessary, not both cheeks, and therefore that would be consistent with the revius. Or Inami says, tells us, oh, Yishlomar, the Dafka Mekadesh. Maybe when it comes to being Mekadesh, one making Kiddush requires Melo Lugmav of both sides. When it comes to other Dinim, when a Birkas Mazon and other Kosher Brachas, it would be sufficient simply to have a revius. So everyone agrees revius in general. The only debate of these two answers in Tosos is, does the Mekadesh, one making Kiddush also, it's sufficient with a revius, or perhaps he needs a larger shear of a Melo Lugmav? Take a look at the previous Tosos, whereby Tosos writes, Kedei Shim Zegenu V'yamod Al Revius. Mash with the Kos Shel Bracha Ton Meziga. Sounds like a Kosher Bracha requires Meziga. You need to dilute it. But the problem is, the Gemara in Brachas, which Rashi already alluded to, said that it should be Chai. That it has to be Chai. It has to be Ruah, which means undiluted. So for a Kosher Bracha, should it be Chai? Should it be undiluted? Or should it be diluted? So Tosos answers four lines down in this Tosos. The first word is a miu. Hasim pirsh bekunches. There Rashi comments, "Delo shechai kishemavarchin alav." Not that it should be chai when you say the bracha. Ella denosa chai bekos shemavarchin bo. When you pour the wine in, you should pour in the kosher bracha initially when it's raw, when it's potent. Lafuke shelo imzegenu v'yinenu kos shel bracha. You shouldn't first dilute it, then pour in the cup. Rather, you first put the yain chai in the kosher bracha, then you pour the water while it is in the kosher bracha. That's how Rashi understands it. But lamaisa, you drink it when it's diluted. You just pour in the chai first. The Yeh Rabbeinu Tam Defar, she explains, says Tosos, the chai de kamar hainu mazik v'lo mazik. When he says chai there, that it doesn't really mean chai, it doesn't really mean a raw, undiluted. It means it's partially diluted, and that's what chai is describing there in the Gemara. And then the last answer of Tosos, a little bit further down, he says, ubnei narvuna mefarshim, I'm not sure where those people, which city that he's describing there, but they said, the chai kai akos shetarch sheshalom. Chai isn't referring to, it's not going on the wine, it's going on the cup. That the cup should be full, the cup should be mali, should be shalim, in order to be a proper kosher bracha. Let's just read a little bit further now. The last line here on Ayin Vavam and Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also learn, Hamotzi Yain Kedei Mizikas Akos, Betanila Kedei Mizikas Akos Yafim. It should be the size of a kos Yafim. The Ketani, it says, say for the end, Visharko Maskim, all other drinks, Brevius. Hell has to be a revius. So what does that mean? Any wine that has not three amounts of water to the wine, lav chamru, it's not considered wine. So we see here as well that the shear of that he's describing the Mishnah is really a revius after it's already been diluted. That the wine we're talking about here is the shear of of a revius, a rov, a revius, of a quarter of a revius, that's a shear. A person carries that yain chai outside, that would be considered a violation. Why? Because since Rav in general holds, you have to add three amounts of water to one amount of wine, that brings you to revius. So when you carry the yain chai alone, that means a quarter of a revius, that's the shear that we're describing here in the Mishnah. So we'll stop here, and Mirat Hashem, we'll continue, the sugya continues into tomorrow's daf, but we'll continue Mirat Hashem tomorrow. Everybody, have a wonderful day.